appreciate the good song service.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be here tonight. Service. I'm grateful the Lord's given us this time together. I'm glad love is what lifted us. The Bible said God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm grateful for that great love. It said to Jeremiah, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and in loving kindness have I drawn thee. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. I'm grateful for His love. Here in His love, not that loved God, but that He loved us. He sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. We love Him because He first loved us. You couldn't have any love for God if He hadn't given it to you tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord. And I understand, you know, we teach young kids in Bible school and Sunday school, and at home we teach them about loving the Lord, and they sing those songs, and that's fine. For us, from their pure and innocent hearts, they do love the Lord. But if you really have the love of God, when you reach the age of accountability, it'll come from Him. It's not within man. Oh, but I'm grateful that we're born of love. We've been begotten by God. If we're saved by grace, we've been born of love. And that's why we can love. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. You have loved one to another. Amen. So I'm grateful for the love of God. The Bible says it's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So God puts it in us. Amen. God actually gives us the love to love Him back with. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Thank God. I tell you, we're nothing in His without Him. We are absolutely nothing tonight. It is by grace, and I'm grateful for it tonight. God to see all of you, wherever you're from. May the Lord bless you tonight. Good to be here. Thank God for the songs tonight. Thank God for the love of God. That the Bible said it passeth understanding. Thank God. All right, Exodus chapter 12. I want to return to this text tonight. You that were here, I read the first six verses. I want to go further tonight and read down through verse number 14, if you'll permit me and bear with me tonight and try to preach from this text tonight. Exodus chapter 12 and verse number 1. When you find your place, if you are physically able, I invite you to stand with us. Of course, by standing, you're not standing for me. We're standing to reverence the reading of God's precious Word. And so I trust that you'll do that. If you're able to remain standing, we'll pray after we read. And do pray for us, you that know the worth of prayer. I ask you humbly and sincerely to pray the Lord would help us. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house, take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden it all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. You shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. That which if it remaineth unto the morning, you shall burn with fire. Thus shall ye eat it. With your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This day shall be unto you for a memorial. You shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, I thank you for the privilege to pray. I thank you for loving me and saving me and putting me in the family of God. Calling me to preach. I thank you for the open door we have tonight. I ask you now to clear me and cleanse me, Lord, my conscience, my mind, my spirit, my heart, of everything, Lord, anything that was into the working of the Spirit of God tonight. I pray you grieve upon me tonight. Hide me in the cross. I pray, Lord, you illuminate my mind and loose my tongue. I pray for a few moments you'd immerse my mind, my heart, and my spirit in the Word of God and in your will and ways. Give us unction and utterance tonight. Let me lose sight of myself and where I'm at. And, oh, God, breathe upon us afresh that we might preach the Word of God. Strengthen my body and voice. Strengthen me in the inward man. Oh, God, tonight, let the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May it find lodging in hearts and lives. Lord, would you prepare the heart of the people to receive the Word of God tonight? Would you break up our fallow ground? Or would you rain righteousness upon us? Would you give folks hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits? Oh, would you let the seed of the Word of God fall on good ground tonight and bring forth fruit into perfection? I wake up that sinner to you. I convict them of their need of you tonight. I draw them to you with thorns of love. Oh, God, have mercy on their soul. I deal with that one that's grown cold and indifferent and help them to get right. Strengthen that one that's weak. Feed that one that's hungry. Oh, God, help that one that's carrying great burdens and in great battles. I tonight to find victory and to overcome tonight. Help me now, I pray, for all my remembrance of the Scriptures. Give us heavenly wisdom and spiritual understanding tonight. The praying of God and meditating on that you put on my heart. Help me now to proclaim them. I want it to be oracles of God. Oh, God, tent and tabernacle over this place. Above everything that's accomplished, get glory unto your worthy name. What you do, we'll praise you, we'll thank you, we'll say you did it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight. Well, this Exodus chapter 12 concerns the Lamb, and I preached on it last night. I'd like to go a little further. I'll preach a little more on it tonight if I could. I preached last night on the proclamation about the Lamb, where the Bible said, the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, speak. That is, proclaim, hey God, that there is liberty or deliverance from Egypt through and by the Lamb. Amen. And we not only talked about the proclamation of the Lamb, but the power of the Lamb. The fact that the year would start with this Lamb. It'd be the beginning of months. Not on the power of the Lamb, but the procuring of the Lamb. And that's where we ended up last night, where he said, take the Lamb. Let every man take a Lamb. Amen. And then he said, take the Lamb. And then he said, take your Lamb. Amen. And when you take him by faith, he does become your Lamb tonight. I'd like to look a little further tonight in these verses and try to preach again some more tonight on the Lamb. Why are you preaching on this Lamb, preacher, tonight? For this institution, this ordinance, my friend, that God set forth in the land of Egypt was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ that would come. That Lamb that caused God to pass over them in judgment. I thought it's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ that he, my friend, that in him, if we're in him tonight, God passes over us in wrath and in judgment tonight. Thank God. Amen. And so tonight, what a beautiful picture. How to look at this Old Testament and look at hundreds and even thousands of years before our Lord got here and see what God had in mind. How the fact that he had a lonely hillside in mind. The fact that he had an old a rugged Roman cross in mind. How the fact that he had a tree in mind. And on that tree, thank God he had provided the Lamb that would take away
regardless of how good you are. How many bad habits you quit? How many good habits you start? Unless you take the Lamb and go into your life, and He becomes part of you, and you become part of Him, and you'll perish in the land of Egypt tonight, and you'll die in your sin. However you want to have it tonight. Amen. So I want to look at this Lamb tonight. Thank God. First of all, I want you to notice the fact tonight that they had to touch the Lamb. And tonight, you must touch the Lamb. Amen. I realize tonight, when they took the Lamb, and as we said last night, thank God when they took it, I thought the old Jewish writer said that they put that Lamb from the 10th day to the 14th day in their bedroom, or I tied it to their bedpost, and so they took the Lamb. But also, they touched the Lamb. Thank God, the Bible said in verse 6, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Amen. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of their houses wherein they shall eat it. Thank God. It was possible, thank God, for the Lamb to be there in the household from the 10th and the 14th day, and yet him not touch it. That is, lay their hands on it to slay it. Are y'all hearing me tonight? A lot of folks know about God. A lot of folks have some, thank God, historical knowledge of Christ. Thank God, they may have been taught some things about Him, and they may embrace those as historical facts and truth as far as history goes. But Christ will have to become more than a historical figure in your life. He'll have to become more to you than just somebody that lived and died. Amen. He'll have to, there'll have to be a point at a time and a place in your life that you touch Him as your sacrifice, as your mediator. Amen. Oh, yes. And it's your substitute tonight. Anybody hear me? Amen. Our world is full of people that have knowledge. And one, I thought of the characteristics of the end time or the last days, as the Bible said, they will ever be learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. The basic truth, the first truth that every sinner's got to know tonight is the fact that they're a sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. Amen. They're an enemy of God. They're on the wrong side tonight. They're a sinner by nature, by practice, and by choice. Second thing the sinner's got to know, that Christ is the only Savior of sinners tonight. Amen. Woo! And if you know that much tonight, you know a whole lot more than the majority of people in the world know tonight. Hallelujah. I may not know a lot, but I know what. I was lost. I know I was a sinner. And I know He died for sinners. That He took my place. And I trusted Him with my soul and life. And He saved me by grace. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, that's not all the truth there is in the Bible. That's not all the knowledge and wisdom there is in the Bible. But it starts right there. Amen. Woo! Somebody said, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to be saved. If you know you're a sinner, and the cross is the only Savior of sinners, if you'll get to Him, you can be saved tonight. Hallelujah. And there ain't no certain prayer to repeat. And there ain't no certain card to sign. Amen. And there ain't no certain act of obedience to perform. I thought it's when you surrender your all to Him and give yourself over to Him and trust Him completely. been in there from the 10th to the 14th day, they had to now touch it, amen. That is, he said, the whole assembly shall kill it in the evening. Are you listening to me? In other words, when they laid their hand on that lamb, they were saying, hey, God, you're having to die in my place. You're having to die in my stead. You're having to die that I can live. You're having to die that I can be preserved. How that judgment can pass over you. Your blood must be shed. Your life must be taken. That I, that the firstborn can have life. And so it is tonight. Amen. That was the controversy anyway. God said, it was my firstborn. And he said unto Pharaoh through Moses and Aaron, let my people go, or let Israel, my firstborn, go. Amen. And Pharaoh said, I don't know the Lord, and I ain't going to let you go and worship in the wilderness. And God said, if you won't let my firstborn go, I'll take your firstborn. Amen. Here it is tonight in simplicity. Here it is, sinner tonight. God sent his son to die for our sins. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. Hey, God. Oh, hear me. And oh, tonight, the only reason we still have mercy from God is because that Christ died at Calvary and was the Lamb slain. Amen. Lord, yes. That's the reason you're not already in hell tonight. The old shepherd of God waiting on you to come to repentance. Amen. Oh, yeah, and look to the Lamb and be saved tonight. But hear me, friend. God gave his only begotten that you can live. And if you refuse, the only begotten his life will place in your life. And God, if you refuse, I'm going to let him sit on the throne of your life. God will judge you. Amen. God will repay you. Hey, God, my friend, have a sin upon your life. Have that eternal death. Have that eternal damnation tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Who did Christ die for? The Bible said the whole assembly. Amen. Didn't mean they just put their hands on one lamb, but they had took every man his lamb. And so at the same time, everybody went out and killed their lamb. Taxed it. Transferred. Thank God their judgment him. Amen. Identified with him. Hear me in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. After you had lived with him for 4 days and looked at him, now to have to touch that lamb, oh, it'll break your heart, amen. Oh, hear me, friend. I ain't got to think tonight that the spotless innocent Lamb of God and the God that we can be saved. Amen. It ought to cause you to take your place as a repentant and a rightful sinner at the foot of the cross tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I can remember arguing with God, justifying myself with God as a sinner, telling him how good I'd been, telling him my grandma shouted, hey, my daddy was a deer, my mama sung in the church over 10, my uncle was a preacher, I prayed uncle had been a great preacher in his day. Hey, God, I showed him my Sunday school pins. Amen. I told him my verses, but it didn't have wrong now. But all that night, when I came to him, I found as a sinner, I standing on the broken commandments of a sinner mentioned God. the whole assembly who desire fire. The Bible said this. He by the grace of God tasted death. Amen. For every man. Amen. But I said, beloved, must constrain us, or we must judge. If Christ died for all, then we're all dead. Amen. Y'all hear me tonight? Amen. Woo! What all did he die for? He died in your place. Thank God. He paid the sin debt of the whole world. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, all the world be saved. No, because they all won't touch him. Amen. But he died. Thank God. Amen. And then he rose again. Hallelujah. Everybody's Lord. Amen. And he is Lord both of the dead and the living tonight. Is he your Lord? Have you touched him by faith? Have you touched him tonight and said, it's my sin that nailed you to the cross? It's my sin that called you to the heaven, and I'm sorry, and I was saved of that sin, and I want you to forgive me.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Amen. The Bible says he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, you've got to touch him tonight. Hallelujah. You've got to lay your hands on him. I thought, and say, I'm the responsible party. Amen. Hallelujah. Might I say it this way tonight? God's got every one of us charged with the death of his son. God has indicted every one of us tonight with the death of his son. The charge has already been brought. Amen. The case has done been tried in court. The Bible said we're all guilty. Every man's mouth ought to be stopped and the whole world become guilty before God. Let God be true with every man a liar. Will you hear me tonight? Amen. And so tonight, the court, our Lord of heaven has found us all guilty tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. But thank God for the day the high sheriff of heaven arrested me and told me of the indictment. Amen. And shut me up my sin. And in that condition, I was part of stained out. And as long as I maintain my innocence, the condemnation ain't there. But the very moment that I plead guilty and I said guilty as charged, have mercy. That's what he forgave. And I'm going to forgive you. You must touch it. You must repent. You must get me up tonight. But you're a guilty sinner. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened? They settled my case out of court. Woo! Hallelujah. I met somebody that day that knew the judge. And you're impossible. And he convinced the judge that he took my place and the penalty had been paid. And the judge said, let him go. Set him free. And there is my horror. Now, all condemnation and the offender in Christ Jesus. I'm not under the penalty of the law anymore. I'm free tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Touch the Lamb. You've got to touch the Lamb. You've got to admit your deal. You've got to take your place as a sinner before him tonight. Amen.
long as you say you're innocent, your sin remains. But the moment you'll say I'm guilty, He'll pardon. Amen. He'll forgive. He'll pass over. Amen. Amen. You're saying God don't care about my sin? Oh yeah. Thank God. I want to tell you that He's not patting it over. Thank God He's looking the other way. The only way He's looking the other way is because Christ took your sin and paid for it when He died at the cross. It cost heaven the best it had. It took the blood of the darling Lamb of God and it saved your wretched soul. But thank God His blood is sufficient today. Amen. Hallelujah.
And forgive your sin.
Woo! Woo!
Hallelujah. Oh, you got to touch the Lamb. Man, I will say in verse 6, the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it in the evening. Amen. The Hebrew word simply means between the two evenings. That's what it means. Between the two evenings. The Jewish day, their first evening started at noon. Amen. Their second evening started at 6 o'clock. And they called from noon to 6 the first evening. From 6 until midnight, second evening. Amen. And He said, when you, the whole assembly touches or kills them, let be done in the evening or between the two evenings. Hallelujah. Oh, not at the start of the first evening, not at the start of the second evening, but between them. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, don't kill it at 12, but don't wait till 6. Hallelujah. Get it between them and right smack in between them. It's 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Well, and I'll tell you, I can tell Gotha how he'll call Calvary and a place to skull at 3 o'clock. He'll get on that cross since 9 that morning, but at 3 o'clock, up between the two evenings, the Lamb of God gave up the ghost and died the famous God. Hallelujah. That's what man's doing. That's what God's doing. Man has the name of the Lamb. In Exodus 12, but God has provided the Lamb upon Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Bless His name.
Oh, this thing wasn't done in a corner. This thing wasn't done by accident. Amen. And Christ fulfilled all the Scripture. Amen. He did. Amen. He didn't leave nothing out. Amen. All these foreshadowings and types of Him, He fulfilled them. Oh, have you touched the Lamb tonight? Amen. Have you bowed before Him? Have you bowed at the cross? Have you offered yourself under the mighty hand of God? Oh, touch Him tonight. Hallelujah. Touch the Lamb tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, hear me. You'll have to touch Him for yourself. You'll have to touch Him personally. You'll have to touch Him individually. Regardless of what mom and dad has done. Regardless of what the preacher, the evangelist, or the Sunday school teacher has done. Regardless of what your husband or wife or children have done. Regardless of what your schoolmates have done, your friends have done. You're going to have to touch Him for yourself. But He is accessible. And thank God you can feel after Him that He's not far from any one of us tonight. You can touch Him if you'll repent and believe tonight. Touch the Lamb. I don't think it's the Lamb. Even in the old assembly. Amen. The Bible said in verses 8
and 9 and 10, 11, they were to touch the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Touch the Lamb. And His blood. Me calling a basin and strike it on the two side posts and the upper door posts. Amen. Hallelujah. Strike it up here. Thank God. That put a barrier between them and the fierce wrath of God. Strike it down here. That is on the two side posts. Got to put a barrier between them and everybody else that puts in Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. And there is a vast difference tonight in a saint and a sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hear me tonight. Taste the Lamb. Thank God. That blood on the upper post. Thank God shield him from the judgment of God. And separated them from Egypt tonight. And so does His blood still do that tonight. And then they want to taste the Lamb. He said, I ain't going to eat of the flesh in the night. Amen. Hallelujah. There's much in the Bible about tasting of the Lord tonight. Amen. Oh God, help us tonight. There's a verse I wanted to read to you tonight. When the Bible said, Isaiah 55 and 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And that your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me and eat that which is good and let your soul delight itself in the fatness. Amen. They were the taste of the Lamb. Have you tasted a Lamb tonight? They didn't just touch it and then take the blood and put it on the doorpost. They got inside the house and roasted it with fire and eat the Lamb. They tasted of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight. 1 Peter 2, 3 said, if so be you have tasted, the Lord is gracious. Amen. Anybody get that tonight? Hallelujah. What about, hallelujah, Psalms 4, amen, and verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I like that, don't you? Psalm 119, verse 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey. Amen. Why did they taste of the Lamb? First of all, so they could go. They had stayed in Egypt all them years. I've been on bondage. Been under a heavy load. They need strength for the journey. And He said, don't just put the blood on the doorpost. Hey, God, so I'll pass over. So judgment will go by. But get in that house. Don't stay on with fire. And eat of it. Hey, God, you need strength for the journey. Eat of the Lamb so you can go. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name tonight. Amen. Why do we have many weak Christians? Why do we have those? Thank God. And my friend that are faint-hearted, why do we have those? I bet their hands hang down and their knees are feeble. They've not strengthened themselves by eating the Lamb. Well, they pinned Him as their Savior, their Passover, our Paschal Lamb. But they have not learned. Hey, God, He didn't just die. Hallelujah. Or to keep us from the destroying angel or from death. Thank God that He died. And I pray that we can live through Him and not have life and have it more abundantly. Taste the Lamb. Taste Him why? Because so you know. Taste Him because He's good. And taste Him because He's gracious. Have y'all tasted that the Lord is gracious? Hallelujah. He is a gracious Lord tonight. Amen. Taste that lamb. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, you're going to eat on something. Amen. I'll tell you, you can eat Satan's. I got offering tonight. Amen. And it may seem palatable to your taste. I thought would leave you without strength. And it will eventually kill you, friend, tonight. But there's life through the Lamb. Hallelujah. There's strength through the Lamb. Oh, newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. What happens just in regeneration is God begins a process that He carries on until the redemption of the purchased possession, which is our body. Hallelujah. Hey, are y'all hearing me tonight? No such thing as getting saved and forgetting. No such thing as getting so-called saved and never walking one day in the love of the will of God. Salvation. I know it's not just a fire escape. It's a change of life. It's God working His grace in you. Hallelujah. He that's begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you can go. So you can leave Egypt. So you can get out of here. Hallelujah. Take the lambs. Go. He's tasting, see that He's good. Tasting, see that He's gracious. Hallelujah. Oh, He said He did. He of my flesh, drinketh my blood, had eternal life. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean in the literal sense, but spiritually and figuratively, when we take Christ into us. Hallelujah. Oh, He makes us strong. He must grow. He satisfies us. How we delight ourselves in fatness. We see what's good and what's gracious when we take the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's surely a quitting place out yonder somewhere. But I ain't found it yet. Pray for me. Taste the Lamb. Hallelujah. Have you tasted the Lamb tonight? Oh, thank God. Roast it with fire. Don't eat of it raw nor sodden. Without it water, but roast it with fire. Eat it with unleavened bread and eat it with bitter herbs. Amen. Unleavened bread signified the sinlessness of our Lord. The fact that He had no sin, but He's dying like a common sinner. Thank God for He's taking our place. So eat that lamb. Thank God, eat it with unleavened bread. Remember, He was without sin, holy, harmless, and separate from sinners. Eat it with bitter herbs. I remember what it's like in Egypt. Remember what a bitter life, what a bitter pill. It is to swallow, live it in sin, but eat it with the Lamb, and the Lamb will take bitterness out of sin. The Lamb will take the blackness out of sin. Oh, your sins be as garlic, they'll be as white as snow. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Taste the Lamb. See that He's good. And see that He's gracious tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. Eat it with, roast it with fire. Thank God. For He underwent the judgment and the wrath of God. Amen. We did. Hallelujah. What are you to eat? What are you to taste? His head with his legs and the pertinence thereof. Amen. Eat his head. You'll think like he thinks. Eat his head. You'll talk like he wants you to talk. Eat his head. You'll look where he wants you to look. See what he wants you to see. Hear what he wants you to hear. Y'all hear me tonight? Eat his head. Hallelujah. Woo! And the Lamb will change the way you walk on faith and see faith and hear faith and say faith and find faith. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Hallelujah.
not only his head, eat his legs. Why would you do that? So you don't look like the lamb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Eat the part that's thereof. That simply means, and some of you said it, ain't many old timers here tonight. Most of them here when I first come here, I'm going to be the Lord or home not able to come or in the nursing home. But them old timers would say the innards. That's right. Eat his innards. Heart that's there. Hallelujah. I God put on vows of mercy, vows of compassion, and you'll feel like the lamb. If you'll eat the inward, you'll feel like the lamb. You'll feel toward others like the lamb does. Taste the lamb tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Try the lamb, taste the lamb. Actually, I want to say, trust the lamb. Hallelujah. After you laid your hand on him and said, after you struck the blood on the upper doorpost and through side lintels, amen. You shut the door and got in the house and roasted the lamb with fire and tasted of it. Trust the lamb. Hallelujah. Trust the lamb. That the blood you put out calls to do exactly what he said. I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. I can walk away my sin. It's in the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other pale Bible. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. When I trusted that blood, it moved me from a position of condemnation to a position of justification. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. It moved me from a place of being an enemy to God to being reconciled with God. Thank God to being on the outs with God, to being at peace with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I will say something else tonight. My relationship with God, just stay on diplomatic terms or legal terms tonight. No part of that is I'm diplomatic and legal tonight. Thank God I've become his heir. I've become his child. I've become his son. Hey, I was a stranger. Thank God, but now, thank God, I'm not being on the air of God, but a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And we were not a people, but now are the people of God. We have not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy. My standing is secure. I'm right. I've been declared right. God has declared me righteous. An accused other brother, no matter what he says, has no say in it. I've been declared righteous. Case been thrown out of court. Nobody can bring it up. If you do, it's double jeopardy. The judge say, well, this case is done over with. Don't bring nothing else up. Hallelujah. Amen. As a matter of fact, law can't touch me tonight because I'm a dead man concerning the law. You had a prisoner in Georgia prison tonight. He was on death row, or she was on death row tonight. An execution date was set. Let's just assume for the sake of this conversation that, amen, August the 2nd of 2010, which I believe is on a Monday morning, amen, that they're set for execution. Amen. If they die tomorrow, July the 21st, amen, and the coroner pronounced them dead and they come pick up their body and have their funeral, how are you going to execute them August the 2nd? You can't execute a dead man or a woman.
I died to the law. I died with Christ. Woo! I'm free from the law to marry another. I got it when I died to the law and died to my sin and died with Christ. Then He raised me up, the Holy Spirit, and I walk in the newness of life.
Hallelujah.
And the law can't point its finger at me.
Are you, if you're saved, I'm a dead man. Trust the Lamb. Just trust Him now for your position while you're eating on the Lamb, while you're having fellowship with the Lamb. But trust Him when that time comes that the wrath is going to fall, that the blood will be protection. And that good book says we have been delivered from the wrath to come. I'm trusting that, ain't you? Amen. I'm trusting the fact the blood's on the doorpost. I thought, and that's going to deliver me from the wrath to come. That's exactly right. Not my words, not the fact I'm a Baptist or a preacher. I ain't got but the fact that the blood of the Lamb has been shed and that it has been applied. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Are you trusting the Lamb tonight? If you're not trusting the Lamb as your only source, your only means of salvation, who or what are you trusting to save you tonight? Or to deliver you from the judgment or the wrath of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 12 said, I'll pass through the land of Egypt. If not, I will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Looks to me like what God not only smote the firstborn of man and beast in Egypt that night, but it looks like to me He judged all their idol gods. Amen. I don't know what happened, but I think those that were out of metal melted. Amen. Those that out of stone were torn down. Those that were made out of wood burned up. Amen. Had to be that way. Now listen to me. If it wasn't that way, how would you live? No death would come through. How many parents have slept through the death of a child and wake up the next morning and realize that death had come? Because death is silent. And when death came through, when the Lord came through executing death upon man and beast, and it was dark and they didn't have no way of seeing, there wasn't no death come through. It would steal away and done it quietly. But I tell you what they did know, when their idol God went to burning up and melting and got to falling down, it woke them up. And when they realized their idol gods had been judged, then they realized God had taken the firstborn. Amen! Hear me, friend. I want to tell you this coming today, God's going to judge this world. Hey, God, the animals are going to melt with fervent heat. Hey, God, the earth and the works therein are going to be dissolved. They'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall over and hide them from the face of Him that sits on the throne. And if that is just it, it's over with. It wouldn't be soon too bad. But I'm telling you, friend, you've got an eternity after that somewhere. Amen. God's not going to just judge this world's idol gods. God's going to hold you personally responsible for what you did with the Lamb. And the only people that are spared the judgment of the wrath to come is those that have the blood of the Lamb on their life tonight. Everybody else will suffer judgment. Not just the idol gods, but personally. That'll be in the lake of fire. That'll be that death that man dies and never dies. That'll be where that worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Hallelujah. Are you trusting the Lamb tonight? Are you trusting the Lamb tonight to save you from having judgment and wrath to spare your life?
Amen. Oh, tonight, have you touched the Lamb? Have you tasted the Lamb tonight? Everybody stand across the building, everybody. Obey the Lord tonight, sinner, if you're here. And you see your lost condition, will you not run tonight? And touch the Lamb, and taste the Lamb, and trust the Lamb. You know what he said, do? Eat it in faith.